views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, if there's a specific topic that you'd like us to cover, or you just simply want to connect with me after the show and say hi, connect with me through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address is AskSueLondon.com. Just go to the contact area and you'll see all my information in there. So I look forward to speaking with you. Now, Christopher, what has your week been like? What have you been up to?
Well,
we
went from a from a hurricane to an election. And no, the nor'easter brought no snow over here. I heard that it brought snow to New Jersey to our good friend Linda over there. But over here, we fared well. We just got a lot of wind. But, of course, it was a busy week with the election, though, too.
Yes, yes, and President Obama is in again, I understand, me being a Canadian up here.
That's right, so you didn't vote because you can't vote because you're in another country.
No, I am. That's right. I'm here in Canada, but we did see that. And, yes, I have been talking to Linda in New Jersey as well, and she was telling me that it's getting kind of cold over there. So, you know, anybody who's got extra blankets, send it over and help our neighbors in need. I guess the Red Cross, is that where people are sending donations, Christopher?
Yes, they're the primary recipient of the donations. There are many other organizations, too, and that includes New Jersey, Sandy Hook there, and also Staten Island, Rockaway, all going through some tough times right now.
They are. So all our thoughts and prayers are going out for you all out there, and know that you're not going through it alone. Now, I have to share something with you. I have to say a very special thank you to two people and a crew. Last week, we had something happen to our new house. As folks, if you're new to our show, what happened for me, my husband and I, we started the adventure of having a brand new house built. It started last April. Well, we're supposed to be moving in December 14th, and last week somebody went into our house and they completely gutted it of all the wiring, stole it all, and made a heck of a mess in there. But luckily, you know, we're not responsible for it till we get the keys and move in. But the crew there have been fantastic, and they still promise with this setback that they are going to have our house on time done so that we'll be able to get in, like, for Christmas. So I have to say a huge thank you to Dominic and Joe at Lasani Developers and all their guys that are working 7 days a week to get us in. You know, when you have people like that doing these behind the scenes for you, it's just a blessing. And a lot of people who are not in their homes right now, you know what it's like when you want to get into your home. So, you know, keep visualizing for those who aren't in their home. What I've been doing is I've been visualizing we're moving and going through the steps, going through the process of being there and feeling it and that. And that's, you know, something that we all can do who are moving into new areas and steps and taking new chapters, starting chapters in their life. But, yeah, it was really an interesting week for us. But so when Ross and I were at our house this week and we saw the drywall go up, I absolutely had tears in my eyes of joy. And I was dancing around the room with Ross in amongst all the drywall dust, and it was truly a gift.
That's great.
Small thing, but it was a gift, you know?
Awesome.
And do you know what is happening in, what is it, 11 more days?
I think it's a national holiday. Actually, it's a worldwide holiday.
You're right, it is. And I have to bring that up because I'm going on my first Caribbean cruise because it's my birthday. And I am turning 50, folks. And I'm sharing that with you because I am so grateful, not only for, you know, the things that these guys have been doing, getting our house built, but I'm so grateful to be alive because it was 18 years ago that I was told I had 30 minutes to live. So when Chris, it's becoming quite a joke, isn't it? I'm always saying to my kids, national holiday, take the day off. But it really is a real gift for me, turning the big 5-0. So I'm really grateful about that.
No, it is a celebration. We make we make jokes about it, but at the same time, that is great, and it's a great story. And and you don't look 50, by the way.
I don't feel it. I really don't. And you know, it comes down to your mindset. You know, I feel very young, and I'm glad I am because I've got, you know, a 6-year-old grandson that I'm chasing, and now starting to get the invitations for the baby showers for the next grandchild that's coming in around the end of January. So I'm glad that I've got that energy to keep up with them because it's going to be another boy. So, and boys are busy.
Take plenty of vitamin B12.
I know. I had my shot yesterday, got ready for today. But what I want to do before we start the show and bring on our amazing guest that I'm very grateful for as well, let's give a book away again, shall we? So now, Christopher, do you want them to come into the station or you want to send it out? How do you want to work this week?
Whatever they want to do. They can, if they want to call in, they're not nearby, of course, we'll send it out to them. If they are within the area, we had a couple people actually stop in and pick up books. So whatever's okay. Easier for the listener.
Okay, so let's say the first person who calls in is going to win a copy of my personal life story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Folks, this story is my personal journey of overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, going through abuse, having a life and death pregnancy, being given just 30 minutes to live, like I shared with you, and having a near-death experience, and then going through all of that and learning that my husband of 16 years was having an affair, and then I went through divorce, became empowered, and went on to meet Mr. Right, and together we are soaring. So to get a copy of that book, all you got to do is just phone into the station right now and talk to my wonderful producer, Christopher. So, Chris, do you want to give that number to everyone to call?
Absolutely. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819 for your book.
And do you want to also tell them where the radio station is in case they want to go in and pick it up?
And for you locals, it's 16 High Street, Westerly, Rhode Island, 02891. And the phone's ringing already, so I'm going to go answer that.
Perfect. Well, folks, we've got a great show for you all today. I am so beyond excited about bringing this guest on today because not only is she my guest, but she's my special friend, and she is my mentor. It's Dr. Pat Basile with us today, and she's going to share with you her life journey after being in the corporate world. Now, Dr. Pat Basile is also the founder and the head cheese, we call her, at Transformation Talk Radio Network. So, guys, you're in for a huge treat today. But before we bring her on, I want to tell you a little bit about this special lady. Dr. Pat Basile helps individuals and organizations break through their limiting crust so they can reach their unlimited potential. Her specialty is assisting people to face their challenges with courage. And let me tell you, she has made a huge difference in my own life. Now, she starts by helping them to identify their limiting thoughts, actions, and beliefs. She is also the international award-winning radio host of the Dr. Pat Show, Thrive Radio to Talk Radio to Thrive. She's a life coach, an international speaker. She's an award-winning author and a researcher and creator of the Street Smart Spirituality, Enlightened Capitalism, Dr. Pat's Green Challenge, Dr. Pat's Pay It Forward program, and Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover. Folks, this is one very special, very, very special lady, but she's a very busy one, and today she's going to share lots with us. So if you're interested in becoming a radio host, leaving the corporate world, starting a new chapter in your life, this is the show for you today. Now, to learn more about Dr. Pat Basile, please visit her website, thedrpatshow.com, and the doctor is spelled D-R, so thedrpatshow.com. And, of course, check out our radio network. It's transformationtalkradio.com, and be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. Lots of great stuff comes out every week about that, on details of our shows and that. So, without any further delay, let's bring on our special guest, Dr. Pat. So, welcome to the show, my friend.
Oh, it's so great to be joining you today, and congratulations on your success and the life that you decided to say yes to. And, you know, we're all at choice here. I was really struck by a couple of different things. I know you were talking about the election. Of course, you know, you're in Canada, but Chris is in Rhode Island. And, you know, if you grew up in New Jersey like I did, and, you know, I was born in New York. Okay. You know, you have this sentiment towards that place that you grew up. Mm-hmm. And I think I commented last week when Chris, myself, and Julie did a show in the middle of the storm. And we commented on how important it is for people to come together for a common cause, regardless of which side of the fence they're on. And I can't say enough about Governor Christie of New Jersey. I have to tell you, I would have never had this conversation about him if you'd have talked to me a month ago. But what he shows, regardless of what his views are, is he truly showed up in support of the people in the state of New Jersey. And he did that by reaching a hand out, and you know, President Obama was there for him as well. And I cannot say enough about that. Now, I think, of course, he's also getting blamed for New Jersey, for the electoral votes in New Jersey. Going to Obama. I mean, if you got to blame somebody, go ahead and do that.
But you know what, don't you find that there's always one person that will find something to blame somebody for? But, you know?
I think it's fascinating. Of course, I must comment that I believe that I live in the only state right now. Maybe Chris can correct me on this. I believe I live in the only state right now that has a governor that is not yet decided, because we have over a million votes not counted. We have a referendum to legalize marijuana, not as close as the referendum to legalize gay marriage. So Washington State is not on anybody's radar right now, and it actually should be, not for any of those things. Yeah. Do you know the percentage? Do you know why this is taking so long? Do you know what the percentage is in the state of Washington that actually voted?
No.
Chris, do you know the percentage in Rhode Island that voted?
I know it was the highest ever. I can get those numbers, but I know it's pretty high.
Right. Wow. Usually, we're looking at marginal numbers. Washington State is going to, when all is said and done, have a record-breaking over 75% of its population voted.
Wow.
75. I'm like, wow. Yeah. So many people voted. It's breaking down the machines.
Wow. People are starting to take action, getting involved. Amazing. Dr. Pat, we got to take a quick break.
I love it.
When we come back, folks, we are going to get into some really good conversation with this lady and learn how she left the corporate world and took the steps to becoming this amazing guru in the talk radio network world. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Dr. Pat Basile, and today Dr. Pat is sharing her personal journey from being in the corporate world to having her own radio network, Transformation Talk Radio Network. So Pat, before the break, we were talking about the election, but what I want you to do now is I want you to share with everyone, how ever did you go from being in the corporate world and now being what I call you my head cheese or head guru of the radio network? How did this all unfold?
Oh, well, you know, I love this conversation because I used to, when people used to ask me different questions, what I used to say is I used to step up and give some story that I thought they wanted to hear.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? Especially because I'm also a career coach. And so I would have to show up and I have to, you know, be like, oh, well, let me tell you the steps that I took. And okay, here's the truth.
Okay, good.
I have been fired from every job I've ever had. And each time I got fired, it led me to something bigger or better.
It's so true, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
It is so true. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know what? I didn't know that about you, and I had the same thing happen. I did. Oh, we are twins, girl.
Well, I mean, come on. Anybody that's ever been fired from anything, you know the pain of that. Now, I must say, my corporate career, or the way I defined it, ended after 25 years in the Bell system. And, you know, that happened because I absolutely could not fire somebody with 29 years, 11 months of service. Oh, Linda's texting me. No, you have not been fired from every job. Okay, Linda, which job haven't I been fired from? Please tell me.
Linda, please call in at 1-800-930-2819.
Apparently, another voice wants to be heard from about this. I'm curious, which job did I get fired from? So, you know, here it is, Sue. When our lives... And we know this. We know this as much as we breathe. We know when we're starting to make decisions or go in a direction that's not right for us.
Yeah.
We know it. Our soul knows it.
Yeah.
And I knew that I was at the top of the food chain in this company. I had a brilliant career. I'm an old school, work your way up from the mailroom person. I had achieved such a high level in human resources. And you get to a point in your life where you look in the mirror and you have to know whether you love yourself or not. Mm-hmm. And I was in a job that paid a lot of money for me to do a lot of mean things to people. Yeah. And I tell you,
that's not you.
It was me a little bit as I was, you know, going through the, you know, coming up in that corporate ladder, but it stopped being me.
Right.
And I became a little maverick. I became a little rebel. And Linda knows about this. Linda, stop texting me.
Linda, please phone in to 1-800-930-2819.
Stop sending those instant messages in because I'm going to ignore you.
We got to tell everyone who Linda is. Linda is your right-hand man, I guess, or what we all know is she says, basically, she's the head cheese, right? That's the best way to explain her?
You know, every day I pray that Linda and Kim don't get mad at me.
Yeah.
So I want to just make a really long story short, and it's this. When you come to a place in your life and you realize that you have to stand up for what you believe in, not that I wasn't familiar with that, burning my bra and doing all that stuff back in the 60s.
Yeah.
When you're willing to risk it all, that's when you know you're at a turning point. And that was the moment, Sue, that I discovered that I could stand on my own. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the years after that, how that enabled me to go back to school for a graduate and even a doctorate, and finally, you know, living in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And then one day after I was so crusty that I couldn't get out of my own way, I created crust busting.
Okay.
And I was so heavy in my life. I was floundering, as Linda would say 100 times. Mm-hmm. I had gone through all of my life savings pretty much at this point. Mm-hmm. I transposed an 800 number, and I dialed into an internet radio show back in 2003. As a matter of fact, this coming year is our 10th year anniversary for the Dr. Pat Show.
Wow, congratulations.
So what was the difference between dialing into a phone number and talking to someone about opportunity and dialing into that phone number and hanging up? We talk to so many people every day, Sue, about opportunities that we are ready to offer them to take their message out there. Mm-hmm. And we hear more no's than yeses.
Yes.
But for me in that moment, I pulled out my credit card within 10 minutes and I bought my first hour of airtime.
Now, can I ask you something? Before you did that and started your first show, did you do any training as a radio host or to become a radio host? Did you take any courses or
radio host?
For that? Yeah.
No, I had no idea had this opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I got this transposed. I dialed into an internet radio show. No one was looking at the internet in 2003.
No.
I don't even think Al Gore had even invented it yet. But I didn't care.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was that, and I have to tell you what happened. 3 months after that, the local Seattle station, which I've been on 9 years now, asked me to do 5 days a week. You know, we then moved to doing close to 20 hours of live radio a week.
Yeah.
And I've never loved anything like this in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the listeners are fabulous. That's what keeps us going.
You know, I have to add to that because I remember I had my husband Ross and I, we were meeting with a financial planner and looking at our future, and he turned to me, this guy, and said, "So when you retire, what are you going to do with your retirement?" And I looked at him, I said, "Retire?" I said, "I'm not in a job, I'm living my passion." He didn't know how to respond to that. He just couldn't imagine living your passion. What's that? You know, and this is what we're doing, and this is what excites me, and that, you know, you and I both are in this place that we can, you know, connect people to other people to help them. And isn't it such an amazing, rewarding journey that we live on? There's nothing like it.
You know, I want to talk about this for a minute because there is a sense of courage that's in the world. And, you know, I don't want to talk about politics the entire show, but I do want to point out a couple things because I do live in the state of Washington. I live in Washington State, not to be confused with D.C.
Yeah.
But we're the people that we live in that other place, the farthest tip, as you might say, except for Alaska. We're the people that you guys look at and you look at us and you say, "Oh my God, those people are on another planet." And so we had a governor last year, Christine Gregoire, who signed a referendum, a bill that was on hold pending the election's outcome for same-sex marriage. And I want to say something about this.
Okay.
You know, this the state of Washington has some of the most incredible people. But what I was struck by was the advertisements on television. And I will tell you that the politicians should take a look at what was put on air. You have never seen advertisements so loving, so caring.
I noticed that too. Yeah.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, whether you believe in it or not,
mm-hmm.
everyone was touched by the approach
yeah.
that I don't even know who the people were.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we say yes in our lives, just like I did, scared to death, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, scared to death. First hour radio, pulled out my credit card, kept buying. And by the way, I paid for every hour of radio out of my personal pocket for years because I didn't have a clue.
That's just proof taking that step. Pat, I got to cut you off. Guess who's on the phone?
Who?
Christopher, you want to bring her on?
Oh, no.
Hello, Linda.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
We've been talking about you.
I know. I heard you.
Thank God you're on the phone and not texting me. I'm trying to do a show here.
I know you are, but
give us a real scoop on this lady.
Okay. Yes, I worked with her for a long time. And she was a lunatic at work, but she was very good at what she did. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, technically, she was not fired from the phone company. She was helped to leave because, as Patty has always, well, Dr. Pat, has always been, is standing up for what's right and what's not right. And mm-hmm. she did stand up for someone, and she mentioned it earlier about someone getting laid off for a job, and she only had, 6 months, you said, Patty? So it was a very short period of time.
She was 1 month. It was 1 month.
Yeah. Okay. For this woman to be able to retire. And
yeah.
the organization that she was in had people in it that were a little dysfunctional and mean, and she wouldn't let that happen to this woman. So that yeah. that... It was such an argument going on, and Patty stood up for what she believed, and they ended up letting her go because they gave her an ultimatum. It's either you or her. And Patty said, okay, it's me. And she
well,
left.
There you
but
go.
I also have to say, okay?
Uh-oh, here comes.
Patty did, you know, when you talk about things and things happen and she left the phone company, and, you know, she did other jobs in between, but, and all her coaching and stuff that she did, but she neglected to say that her opportunity for her to go back to school and get her PhD was the only reason is because she left that job. She probably would not have gone and got her PhD if she hadn't been laid off from that job or terminated, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, totally. It happened for a reason, that's for sure, didn't it, Linda?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't
yeah.
be in Seattle, and she wouldn't be doing the radio and helping as many people as she can possibly help.
And, Linda, I'm glad you shared that. Dr. Pat, you need to speak up more and tell people the truth, because honestly, I pat you on the back, and I love you so much, and I'm so grateful for you. But here you're being an example again of people. Here's this lady who did the right thing, stood up for somebody, and stood up for what she believed. And, you know, somebody might be scared of taking that next step. She did. She took that right action, and look where it has taken her today.
Well, you know, one of the things Linda did not share with you is mm-hmm. that the straw that really broke the Bell System's back.
Okay. Can we talk about them, by the way, on the air? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, we can. I mean, this is true. This is the truth. This is, you know, I mean, come on.
It's not a story.
This is not a story. This is really the truth. As a matter of fact, they talk about me now back then. Mm-hmm. They don't know who I am. Mm-hmm. But here's what they talk about. Back in the day, you didn't just get fired and walked out of the door. You had to train people. They kept these people in this environment for 3 months. They fired them and had them stay there to do their job and retrain people. So you want to really know the thing that got me fired?
What's that?
Should I tell him now?
Oh, I remember. I remember.
Tell us. We're all hanging by the end of our seat here, girl.
Linda?
Are you telling Pat or you want me to tell him? Okay, I'll tell. Okay, so they let I worked in HR, and they were downsizing, which the company said that they weren't going to do, and 3 months later we were letting go 2,000 people, okay? So we have Patty, who is being told now, okay, you have your choice. So she said, okay, I'll take the package, and this woman can stay on this job. So what she decided to do is, because it was back in the day where downsizing really was not something that had happened in the past. We were kind of one of the first that was doing this big layoff. She decided to start a support group for all the people who were being laid off, because there was a lot of turmoil. I mean, it was so violent that people were throwing things, people were fighting with people, and the poor people that were being laid off, nobody would talk to them. It was like they were diseased, but they sit next to them every day, and they were friends in the past. So Patty said, okay, let's start a support group. And
it's the next step along the journey.
Yeah, but you know what hit the fan?
Uh-oh.
She was told, you are not going to have a support group.
Wow.
You are not going to have a meeting with these people. You are not going to help these people.
Wow.
And guess what? She didn't stay the extra 3 months. She was escorted out the door because she...
I was with security guards.
Wow.
That's right. You were.
But you know what? Honestly, like, Linda, look who we're dealing with. This is another Sagittarius.
Oh,
I know. Don't remind.
Folks, I'm saying this because Dr. Pat and I are both Sagittarius, and we are, I think, a kind of a challenge for Linda. So, you know, we're very strong-willed, right, girl?
Yes, both of you are.
Well,
actually,
you know,
one
of the things I want to say to both of you is Linda's right. And this really talks to what this show is about, and also about what we're planning for 2013. You know, it wasn't always easy for me to say yes to things. I mean, I have been so afraid of my own life on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And what it really does take, Sue, it really does take faith, unwavering conviction.
Totally.
And saying yes. But it also takes loving people in your life like Linda that support you unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of all of that, we are now caught in a vortex of energy that is pulling us forward. It's no longer going to be okay to be mediocre. It's not going to be okay to sit on your dream. It's not. And I got to give a shout out here to Chris, Christopher.
Hi there.
Because I just want to say this. Transformation Talk Radio would not be happening. It would not exist if he didn't say yes.
That's right. And
you know, I mean, we both were caught in the middle of a situation that neither one of us understood how we got there. And we both ended up saying yes. And we continue to do that. We have great things planned. And so what will it take for each of you listening, for each of us out there, to say yes, if not for yourself? Get out during this holiday season and help somebody else stand in their yes. There's nothing more powerful than that.
And, you know, can I add to that, Pat? Because
go for it.
Christopher and I will tell you, Christopher, don't you agree? You and I have many conversations. We bring a guest on with the intention of helping our listeners. And who do we find it helps the most?
Well, we find that it helps the listeners the most, it helps me. You're right.
It helps both of us and our families, and it's just, you know, you what you put out, you get back, and it's just amazing when you know, do things unconditionally, not expecting something back. And like to add to what Dr. Pat's saying, folks, it is not the time to sit back anymore. Years ago, many of you know my story. I shared with you on my show. I was at a place one time in my life where I was given 30 minutes to live.
I laid in that hospital bed, and within minutes of them telling me that, I had a near-death experience. And when I was at that white light, the tunnel, I wanted to go, but instead I came back because my grandfather told me I had millions of people and animals I needed to help. And when Dr. Pat, you're saying about having, you know, that faith, that is that faith, what the words, what my grandfather said in the tunnel, that helped me to face all my fears. But talking about fears, do you remember my first show that I did with the network?
Yes. Fear?
Do you remember what happened with that? Folks, when I did my first show, and just to tell you that I'm human, do you remember how, oh my gosh, you were kicking my butt so much on Skype and getting over that fear of that unknown with the technology? And do you remember what happened during that first show, what I did?
Tell everybody.
Christopher?
Well, the first show, I think it's the P word, panic. Well, let me tell you, no, the very first show, of course, it actually sounded a lot better than Sue was feeling. I mean, it actually came across to the listeners just fine. But you know that first-time jitters, and I know we've all had them. I've had them.
Yeah.
I know
Pat
has had them. I'll never forget, and I know this is about Sue and about Transformation Talk Radio, but I got to tell you, my first time on the radio, I was 15 years old, and I just kind of got thrown into, and I liked it, but I got thrown into reading the news, and it was the summer of 1988, and I had news copy in front of me. I didn't prepare. I didn't read it ahead of time, and I just froze up, and I was like, and I started stuttering, and I was so red afterwards. I was like, I can't believe I did that. You don't know how long I obsessed about it. But one thing I learned about is don't obsess. Don't obsess on what you've done. Just think about what you've learned and go forward and be positive about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, God bless you both for getting me through that first show. And man, my butt was so sore, Dr. Pat, for a long time before and after, when you kept saying, don't focus. What you focus on, you're going to, that fear, you're going to create it. And what did I do? I kept saying, what if the Skype goes down? Folks, I didn't know the technology for Skype, and I'd have endless conversations with this woman about, okay, what if this happened? And the technology kept going down, and boy, did I ever bring that on. But I changed that real quickly. So, you know, when I'm talking about, you know, this incredible lady helping people get through their crest, boy, did she have work to do with me. So, no, sharing that, Dr. Pat, have you had experiences like that?
Every day. I mean, there's no question about it. You know, someone asked me a question, one of the new hosts that are starting, and she said, you know, I'm scared, but I'm excited. And I said, you know, every day I'm on air, that's exactly the way I feel. And I said, the day that I don't feel like that, that's the day that I know it's time for me to stop.
Yes. Yes. So true. Yeah, I know every day, like when I know I'm doing a show, I'm so excited and just so pumped, because I know that, you know, we're going to be helping someone. Now, is there any one show that stands out for you the most that you did that you were just so touched and just in awe and so proud that you were a part of that show? Any one show that stands out?
I don't know that there is a one show that I could think of that, you know, that I could say that to. There is one, however, that I do remember. I will always remember it. And I must say, it is probably the show that I feel proudest about. And I think Linda was part of this with me. It actually has won multiple awards. You know, during 9/11 and, you know, growing up on the East Coast, 9/11 was devastating for all of us.
Yes, it was.
All of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that, I remember is that there was a backstory that no one was telling. And the backstory that no one was telling was how sick everyone was getting.
Okay.
There was, and you must know this, Sue, there were stories that, you know, some of the dogs, the rescue dogs, were doing fine, and that was not the case. They were dying.
Yeah, they
were. Dying. Yeah. But they were dying from the chemicals. It became one of the more toxic areas to live, and people were walking in to save their businesses. The interview we did was in the center in New York, and it was a center for, you know, for detoxing, purification. Tom Cruise put money up for it. We went in and we talked to firefighters. We talked to residents, women whose skin was peeling off of her.
Wow.
And whose life was saved through these alternative approaches. That show and being there at that time when none of the insurance companies were paying for the wellness of these folks, mm-hmm. that was a show that I never did forget.
Yeah,
Never did forget it. And I would have to say, that will stay with me forever because I remember how emotional it was mm-hmm. and the work that we then did afterwards. Mm-hmm. The second show I did that I remember is with our Congressman Jim McDermott in the state of Washington and the initiative to get help to the vets. Okay. And that's still a passion of mine. You know, mm-hmm. we have too many people coming back from war that are just not going to get the help they need.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of two things that I remember.
Well, you know, I can remember, and I think you may even been tuning into that show that I did last December. Christopher, you'll remember this one. I was down in Rhode Island, and we were at the restaurant next door.
Van Gant.
To the station, Van Gant's. And Mark and I were doing the show, and we were talking about, you know, what Christmas means and helping others help yourself. When you help others, you know, if you're having challenges, it's a good way to help yourself by helping others. And we had a man call in, and he wanted to buy a copy of my book, Soar Above It All. He wanted to give it as a gift, and he was saying he was doing it for selfish reasons because he wanted to help himself. And he admitted on my show for the first time ever sharing it with anybody that he was he was an alcoholic.
Mm.
I was so touched by that. I got so choked up. I couldn't speak. Do you remember that, Christopher?
Yes, I do. I remember it to this day. And I got, we were all very emotional about that.
I know. And I was crying. And I thought, I'm on the live show. And here's my poor husband just sitting there. And he's listening to it all. And I passed the microphone over to him. And I said, just fill in for me and talk. And I figured, he's a Toastmaster. He's good at prompt speaking. I said, just fill in and talk to Mark. And all I remember him saying, he was so shocked because I was so emotional over this. And he said, hi, I'm Ross London. And Sue's crying uncontrollably right now. And I'm just filling in for her. But I will never, ever forget that day. And that's what really, you know, proved to me I was doing the right thing by being there and inspiring people. And there's not a greater gift. Anyone who's listening who wants to do this, become a radio host, don't hold back any longer. You know, call us after the show and we'll help you get started. On that note, we're going to take a quick break, Dr. Pat, and when we come back, let's talk more about how people do get started in having their own show. Sound good?
Absolutely. I'm right there with you.
Okay, so folks, stay tuned. We're going to take that short break and we will be right back.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us
that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We have my wonderful friend, my mentor, and our guest, Dr. Pat Basile, with us today. And she's been sharing her journey from being in the corporate world to having her own radio network. And we have been covering so many areas. It has been such a wonderful show. Now, a while back, we had somebody call in to win a copy of my book, Soar Above It All. Christopher, do you want to share who that was?
Sure. It is the school committee chairperson, David Patton. He just won re-election. We just had election night coverage the other night, but he listens to the radio station all of the time and loves your show and has been wanting to ask about the book for quite some time, but he gets busy with 10 million things, and he just happened to tune in at the right moment, called in, and he just stopped by a little while ago and picked up his book.
Well, that's wonderful. And David, congratulations. And I see I have a message here. I've got your email address, and I will email you after the show, and we will look at when I can get down there and come into some of your schools and together work at inspiring many of your kids in the area. So I'm excited. So folks, see what happens when you have a radio show, how you can just keep making that positive difference. Now, on that note, Dr. Pat, let's talk about, we've got people listening, and they're thinking, okay, you know what, these two are inspiring me. I like what they're doing. I want to have my own radio show. So what do you say is their first step? You and I both, like, I went to Toastmasters. That was just to kind of get over my fear of speaking and being in the center of attention. You had not taken any formal training to become a radio host. Experience for both of us is what has done it, and great support. What would you say would be the first step for somebody wanting to become host? Of course, other than connect with us first.
Well, I think there are a couple of things, and that is that be willing to contribute to the world. Yeah. I mean, I think that what people are listening to, and we certainly have demonstrated through the Dr. Pat Show, Transformation mm-hmm. Talk Radio, and let me just give a shout out. It isn't all about me.
No.
I have some of the most... Yeah, but let me just talk a little bit about the Dr. Pat Show and the sponsors and the people we have. Mm-hmm. I am so fortunate that I get to be on air with people like you, like Mary Jane Mack. Mary Jane Mack is a medical intuitive. She comes on. She's been with the show for 3 years. She has healed people across the globe. Dr. Friedemann Chow, been on the show for like 5 years. I helped him put his book proposal together. His book went to number 3 on Amazon the other day.
Wow.
I mean, this is really what makes me cry. It really brings tears of gratitude to my eyes mm-hmm. because it's more than just a radio show. Yeah. So what I want to say to people is if you enter this arena thinking that, you know, you want to make book sales and put money in your pocket, and that is your sole reason for doing this, mm-hmm. forget it. Mm-hmm. The energy that you must bring has got to be an authentic, thriving, abundant, opulent energy. Mm-hmm. The people that are so absolutely successful are people that care about other people. Mm-hmm. That's what this level of talk radio is about. And it's about people coming together and building homes in Haiti. It's about, you know, people coming together and helping folks in New Jersey and Rhode Island and places like this. And this is what the message is, Sue. You don't have to have the skills. I'll coach people personally. You've got to have the heart. That's who the people are. I've done over 5,000 interviews. I didn't know that to the other day. And one of my folks looked it up and I said, "You're kidding. I feel tired now." But that's what it takes, Sue. It takes heart, like you have.
Yeah. You know, when you say that too, people will hear you. You know, if you're having a bad day, you put that aside, and because people are out there listening to you, they need you. And people are always saying to me, "Oh my gosh, Sue, your energy, I just feel so energized after I hear you, and I feel so inspired and empowered." And that's what I feel my mission in life is to do. And, you know, when you're living that passion, it's not tiring, and it's just a wonderful way of being. But you do, you're completely giving of yourself, and it comes back to you. So I agree. Don't do this just for book sales. You got to be there in whole heart, because your listeners are going to connect on that. So now, I don't know if we've lost Pat or not.
No, I'm right here.
Oh, you're here? Okay.
Girl, I'm hanging on.
She's deep in thought.
I'm like, okay, that's well said. I got nothing to add to that.
I never thought that Dr. Pat Mentor would ever be speechless. Would you, Christopher?
No, absolutely not. But I wanted you to know that your good friend Linda is waiting patiently on the line once again.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, I wanted to add to that. Well, let's bring Linda back and then we'll continue. So, Linda, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hello.
How are you?
I will make it very short. I was listening to you talking, Sue, about the shows and what was her, not favorite show, but what was one of her best shows or whatever you called it. I wanted to say to both of you, while you were talking about that for, and I think not just for me, but for others, I don't think you can say there is one show, because there are so many shows. Well, she just talked about, she's done 5,000 shows, and so you have done so many shows. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can say there's one show, because I believe that every single show that the two of you have done, and I think the other hosts, because they keep coming back to keep doing their show, have learned something. And as long as people are open and willing and you know, have an open heart and an open mind, you will get something from every show you listen to.
It is so true. Now, on that note, the three of us, we have had many conversations about how we don't feel we're running our own shows, that we feel there's a greater, like angels or a higher power, kind of, we're the catalyst. Do you not agree, Dr. Pat?
I'll tell you, you know, we are not driving this ship.
No, we're
and
not.
That's, I think, a great way to end the show.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that I learned from all of this experience, all your questions, Sue, about radio and what I knew and what I didn't know, the thing that I had to keep reminding myself of is that, you know what? God has a greater plan than I could ever imagine. And I am the one that has to stay true, keep hearing that voice, and keep saying yes for the greater good. That's my job. That's the thing I wake up every day asking myself.
Yes, it's so true. Dr. Pat, I love you completely from head to toe. You are my favorite, one of my favorite people in the entire world. You have changed my life, and I'm so proud to be a part of our Transformation Talk Network, and so proud to say that you have been my mentor, and you continue to kick my butt. But I'm going to add in a loving way most days. And Linda does the same. And, you know, it was after the hurricane, it was not a nicer feeling for both my husband and Ross and I to hear Linda say hello at the other end of the phone when we heard that she was safe and okay, as well as Christopher that when we got that news. So we truly are, folks, a real family here at Transformation Talk Radio and at WBLQ. And if you're interested in joining a part of our team, please email me at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. Check out Dr. Pat at thedrpatshow.com and Transformation Talk Radio. I want to leave you with a quick little tip. Folks, be open. I assure you that you too are being guided in the directions that you need to take for your journey. So make sure you're in the present moment. And you will be led to what your passion is. We are almost out of time. It was such a fast, great show. I want to thank my guest, Dr. Pat Basile, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 2 p.m. Pacific time. And next week, join me with our guest, Barry Reitman. Barry's going to give us some amazing tools for remembering names, faces, dates, and details. So join us as Christopher and I start a real journey on remembering. On behalf of my special friend and guest, Dr. Pat Basile, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. And I look forward to inspiring you real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.